Hello and welcome to Pandora's Box. This is Kalia. And today we are going to talk about changing your inner programs. Studies show us that it is our subconscious programs that create the life we are living. If you're happy with your life as it is, then there would be no need to change your program. But if you are dissatisfied with your life and you would like to have a different, more fulfilling experience of life, it's time to take a look at what programs you are running that are causing the life that you are living now. If you have less than excellent health, for example, what programs and beliefs do you think you might be carrying that are causing pain, sickness, and disease? What might you be telling yourself and others that continue to reinforce this program or belief? How might this program or belief be serving you? When I ask, how might this program or belief be serving you, I mean that people will often find that if they're constantly talking about their sickness, disease, disorder, or whatever they have going on, that they get attention and even sympathy. And so the ailment serves to get them attention and sympathy. The sickness may also be serving as an excuse for why you can't do the things you really want to do. As long as you have this ailment or disease, then you don't have to put yourself out there and do what is necessary to move forward in your life. You can remain safe in your smaller version of yourself. We really want to move beyond our small, limited version of ourselves and realize that there's a much more powerful you out there. How can you step into this bigger you? You first need to see your expanded self, your bigger self, in your mind's eye. Holding the picture of the you that you would love to be is the first step in moving into this expanded version of yourself. In this episode, I'm going to talk about how you can change your programs and step into the life that you say you want. I've been a clinical hypnotherapist since 1988, and I've witnessed time and again, how we can influence the subconscious mind to usher in powerful changes. I had a practice where I could assist people in quitting a long-term smoking habit in one or two sessions, or change a destructive eating habit that was causing health issues or obesity. In hypnosis, we could identify the root cause of an issue and make the shift at a root level. Although it's easy to feel we are stuck with our issues, we're never really stuck, because there's a higher aspect of us that knows how to heal just about anything. We're only limited by our beliefs. We're not just limited by our personal beliefs, but most of us are deeply influenced by the beliefs of our family, our religions and social groups, as well as society at large. What we learn to be true becomes true for us, and some of these beliefs are very deeply rooted. While I was training in hypnotherapy, I was first exposed to the power of beliefs. My instructor told a story of a man who developed a very strange belief that if he took a bath, he would die. He went a very long time without bathing, and at one point he fell and injured himself and was taken to the hospital. His injuries were relatively minor, and he was not in any serious risk. However, the medical staff insisted on bathing him, even though he put up a big fight. In the end, he lost the battle, and he lost his life. They bathed him, and he died. And that's how powerful his belief was. Now, authority figures like doctors can have a profound effect on our beliefs. If a doctor tells you, for example, that you only have 3 months to live, this statement coming from such an authority figure could cause you to develop the belief that you only have 3 months to live. And so you are programming your subconscious to begin the process of deterioration. If, on the other hand, you reject the doctor's words and say with conviction, "The doctor doesn't know how long I have to live. This is up to me. I'm going to take my life into my own hands and I'm going to survive this." You will be rejecting the doctor's program and establishing your own program, one of survival. A teacher can tell a child that they aren't very smart, and the child can adopt this as a true statement, which becomes a deeply ingrained belief. The belief is, "I'm not very smart." And the result is that you resign yourself to not ever really trying, or you find yourself in circumstance after circumstance where you prove to yourself that you aren't very smart. On the other hand, if the teacher tells you that you are very smart, the opposite will happen. You could have the exact same IQ, but your life path is completely influenced by how your teacher perceives you in that moment. Parents are our greatest programmers and the most powerful authority figures in the lives of children. To children, their parents are God. What our parents tell us about ourselves will influence us for the rest of our lives, unless, of course, we learn how to counteract the programming. A child who is raised in an environment where his parents believe in him and support him will develop a belief in himself and feel supported. On the other hand, if the parents are constantly finding fault with the child and projecting their own limitations upon that child, he will develop a belief in his own lack and limitation and won't be very successful. This is why it's important for us as adults to surround ourselves with people who love us, care about us, and believe in us. We consciously and subconsciously take on the beliefs of those around us. We achieve in life that which we believe we are capable of achieving. If our beliefs are compromised, so will our results be. A woman who has tried every diet on the planet, and although she has lost weight on many of them, instantly gains the weight back, will likely have the subconscious belief, "I just can't lose weight," or "I'm destined to be fat." She may try the next fad diet with the hope for a miracle, but likely have the same result. Of course, if this woman actually made a lifestyle change and changed her programming, she could also change her body, but she'd have to adopt a new belief. She would need to adopt a belief that she can lose weight and have a slim, healthy body, and she would need to find the inner strength to change her lifestyle, which would involve giving up many of her comfort foods and addictions. I worked a long time in the field of weight loss and have seen how people develop very strong resistances to making the necessary lifestyle changes. They even get angry at me for making suggestions that go against their comfort zone. They fight very hard for their limitations and as a result are not successful at losing the weight and keeping it off. When I make the suggestion they cut things out of their diet that they're addicted to, there's a very strong resistance. It's like taking away a child's favorite teddy bear. In order for that person to actually make permanent changes, he or she needs to confront the addictive and destructive programming. Hypnotherapy can be used to change the programming, but effort is still needed to reinforce the new program. In the Bible, there's a saying, "It is done unto you as you believe." And this is a very powerful truth. Our beliefs are incredibly powerful. What we believe to be true normally is on some level. At least this is what shows up in our reality. Anyone who challenges our deeply ingrained beliefs can easily become an enemy. People fight very hard for their beliefs. Wars are fought over differences of belief. Our beliefs can either make us or break us, depending on what they are. Our beliefs care not what kind of person we are. A narcissist, for example, may have such a powerful belief in his own magnificence and ability to be successful that he is successful and convinces everyone around him of his magnificence, which only serves to reinforce the belief. If anyone tries to tell him differently, he may shrug that person off or cut that person out of his life, so he doesn't even entertain any notion that he might not be so magnificent. His belief in his own greatness actually influences his reality. If you make a conscious decision to believe in your own greatness, your own magnificence, you will see more of your greatness and magnificence being revealed in your life. It is not narcissistic to believe in yourself, to see yourself as good and worthy and capable. Not at all. This is actually self-confidence. This is self-worth. Create an image of your ideal self in your mind and then begin to live as if you are already that person, because on the level of the imaginary, you are that person. Everything in our material reality first began as an idea in someone's imagination. This is where manifestation begins. We must first see it in our mind's eye, and then we can be it in the material reality. When you think about the subconscious mind, it's important to think the word automatic. The subconscious is a type of automatic computer that takes care of all of our involuntary body functions. It is the seat of our emotions and our imagination. It is the seat of our belief systems and also the dynamo that directs our energy. When you're born into this physical body, your subconscious mind is already programmed to take care of all these involuntary systems. As you learn and grow, you add programs to the subconscious computer, just as you would download programs onto your phone or computer. Some of those programs are useful and some are not. The programming in your subconscious mind is 80% responsible for what shows up in your life. Your conscious thought process is only about 20% responsible. So this is why so many people don't understand why their life is a mess. The reason someone's life is a mess is largely due to subconscious or unconscious programming. You might be wondering, well, if 80% of what shows up in my life is due to a power beyond my control, am I destined to live the life I've always been living? Am I destined to repeat the same mistakes? Am I destined to be sick, poor, and alone? The answer is no, of course not. You can influence and change your subconscious program. You simply need to understand how it works. Your subconscious is, as I said before, like a computer that carries out the orders that it has been programmed with. It isn't attached to what orders it is given. It's just doing its job. In order to change your life, you have to learn how to program your subconscious computer. In order to install a new program, you need to overwrite the existing program. You don't necessarily uninstall a defective program in the subconscious mind. you simply override it. You can't say to your subconscious mind, I'm no longer willing to be sick, so please remove the sick program. Instead, you must install a program that says, I am healthy, alive, vibrant, and energetic. You can't tell your subconscious mind, I no longer want to attract bad relationships. Instead, you want to say, I now have a healthy, loving, and harmonious relationship. To the subconscious mind, everything happens in the now. The subconscious does not keep time. It doesn't know the difference between 10 minutes ago, 10 hours ago, or 10 years ago. So when you install a new program, it needs to be in the now moment, not wishful thinking. You want to say, I am now healthy, alive, vibrant, and energetic. Not, I want to be healthy, alive, vibrant, and energetic. If you say, I want to be, or I wish I was, you're reinforcing the idea that you are not. And this is what the subconscious hears. It doesn't know how to work with I want, I need, I wish. It only knows how to work with I am. This is why when you continuously tell yourself, I am so stupid, I'm so lame, I'm so sick, I'm hurt, I'm heartbroken, I'm lost, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm old, or whatever you tell yourself on a regular basis, the subconscious mind says, okay, it's only trying to help you. Whenever you say, I am, you're giving a now moment instruction. And every time you repeat the I am statement, you reinforce the instruction. So now that conscious aspect of you may be arguing and saying, well, I'm not either. You know, you might say I am my perfect weight of 130 pounds when you're actually 200 pounds. That conscious part of you may be saying, right, no, that's not true. That's not true. You're lying. So you have to override that conscious part of yourself just by telling it, hey, take a walk. So other than hypnosis, repetition is one of the most powerful ways to influence the subconscious mind. You may not ever realize how often you're saying things like, I'm so stupid or I'm so fat, but it's important to begin to catch yourself in these kinds of statements and begin telling yourself the reverse. People in physical or emotional pain will often verbalize how much pain they're in. They may on a daily basis and many times a day say, I'm in so much pain. The subconscious mind says, okay. I catch myself in these kind of negative program statements too, but I have also developed enough mindfulness to catch myself so that it doesn't become automatic to complain about my ills and woes. Instead, I catch myself and say, cancel that. I then follow up with I am and make a positive statement. Remember, the power is in the I am statements. It takes some time to change our semi-conscious verbal and nonverbal statements. We have to develop mindfulness to catch ourselves in our negative statements. And then we need to begin saying affirmative I am statements. But what about all the unconscious programs that we don't know are even there? This is where examining your current life circumstances very closely comes in. And you may need help doing this because self-reflection can be difficult. We may not easily see what a trained professional is able to see. Your current programming is your current life circumstances. At least on the most part. It is true that the thoughts you think today, the beliefs you hold today, and the action you take today result in the life you have tomorrow. So you begin at ground zero, where you are right now, But if you consistently take steps every single day to change your programming, you're actually writing a new life script, which will outpicture tomorrow or somewhere in the future. If you keep doing what you have always done and just sit around hoping that things will get better, that things will change, you are recreating the same life for tomorrow and the next day and the following year, and so on. One of the most powerful ways to influence the subconscious mind is hypnotherapy. Hypnotherapy is used for a couple different purposes: to uncover what is hidden and to program the subconscious mind. If you really want to change your life, I would recommend that you first find out what programs are running that are creating the life you are currently dissatisfied with, whether it be your weight, your health, your relationships, your finances, etc. Sometimes all of those things can stem from the same or similar programs, but if you really want to be successful in your life, start with the one thing that you are currently most concerned with. A lot of people who come to me are most concerned with their primary relationship. They're suffering heartbreak and intense emotional pain, grief, feelings of inadequacy, feelings of not being good enough, feelings of unworthiness, and a fear that they won't ever have a good relationship. There are a lot of layers, so we have to do some digging to uproot all the layers, which I would often suggest prior to hypnotherapy. It's important to know what is going on within before we can change it. We can use hypnotherapy to find out what's going on within, however. Also, if you work on one program in hypnotherapy, but you're telling yourself, "I'm inadequate," on a daily basis, you can render the new program useless. You have to understand how to reinforce the programming in your daily life, which may include listening to an audio hypnosis program. This is why with my audio hypnosis programs, I tell people listen daily. Some people will listen once with huge expectations and then be disappointed when life hasn't changed for them. They don't understand how a negative attitude can debunk a hypnosis session and how debunking can actually happen during a hypnosis session. In hypnosis, most people are still consciously aware. Hypnosis tends to expand awareness rather than shut down awareness. There's only a small percentage of the population who are somnambulistic, which means that their conscious mind goes to sleep during their session and they have no memory of the session. This is the exception rather than the rule. For most people, your conscious mind is still present and accounted for, and the rational part of your mind may be rattling on about how this is a waste of time and debunk all of the positive suggestions given during the session. You need to be truly willing to make a change, approach change with a positive attitude, have an attitude of positive expectation, and reinforce the positive expectation. Hypnotherapy is a great tool, but there is nothing that will do it for you. We all have to do our part to make changes in our life. With my hypnosis audios, I've had many people give me feedback about how it really worked for them, and a few who say it doesn't work. It's the same program. So how comes it works for some and not for others? It's often not about how well you can be hypnotized. It has to do more with the attitude in which you approach the program. Ironically, a lot of the people who say it doesn't work, the people who report their dissatisfaction with me or with my program, are often rude, aggressive, and blaming. They don't give me any information. Often they don't even tell me who they are or what program they purchased. It seems that they have a pretty negative attitude and in the habit of placing the blame for where they are outside of themselves. I imagine that they didn't give the program a fair shot, nor did they approach it with a positive attitude. A few people wrote in and told me who they were, that they purchased a specific program and having trouble getting results. They ask for my input, and we actually had a conversation about how they are using the program, how long they've been using it, and how they might do something differently to bring on a more powerful result. I might even suggest another program that might be better for them and trade them out for it. The people who contact me who are respectful will end up a whole lot more satisfied. So approach your positive programming with a positive attitude, and you'll have much more powerful results. If you'd like to work with me to uncover and change your current program, I have a new package that I've developed just for this. This package consists of a 90-minute fact-finding session where you come to me with the thing in your life that you wish to change or the thing that you're deeply dissatisfied with, and I work with you to find out what the core wounds or beliefs are that are causing you to stay stuck where you are. We will then schedule a second 90-minute session for a hypnotherapy reprogramming session, and I will record this session for you. So you end up getting a custom audio to your specific concern. And I will produce two separate audios from your session that you can listen to on a daily basis. Now, the first audio will include the hypnosis induction, the part where I hypnotize you so that you can go through the whole hypnosis session anytime that you wish. The second audio will cut out the induction and just play the programming part. You can play this part whenever you want and even play it on a loop program while you sleep, which is highly effective. And this is a gift you can give yourself that keeps on giving. If you're interested in changing your subconscious programs through hypnotherapy, please contact me to find out more. For more information on my work, please visit narcissismfree.com or pathbacktoself.com, and there's a contact link on both pages. I want to thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned for more powerful episodes coming up, and have a powerful week.